Riverina used to have a very, very big dairy industry, all the way out past Ardleffen and areas like that. But over the years, that has calmed down, and there's not many dairy farmers left in the area. But I've got a passion for making cheese. I've got a passion for the industry, and I've been doing it most of my life.
It's not something you expect to stumble across in a small town in the Riverina in southern New South Wales. But tucked away in an old, disused supermarket building in the main street of Cooleman, a boutique cheese factory is coming to life. Hello, I'm Michael Kavner. Cooleman Cheese is the brainchild of Barry Lillywhite. He hopes his latest cheese-making venture will put Cooleman on the gourmet food map.
We were approached by our local council here who wanted us to set up this factory here in Cooleman. What they could see is that if you got a tourist destination in the centre of your main street, everyone else in the town is going to benefit from it, and that's what we're hoping is going to happen.
In the Riverina now, there's only a handful of dairy producers. How limited are you in maintaining a regular milk supply for your cheese?
Well, I've been very lucky there. Our local other supermarket here in town is owned by a family called the Jolliffes, and the Jolliffes have a very big connection with the dairy industry, and their son has a dairy farm about a half an hour away from here at Yoburta. And we've got a contract with them to supply us milk, and it is working out really, really well. They have some of the best milk in the Riverina. It is absolutely superb milk to work with.
You go out and collect the milk. Why don't you just get it delivered?
So we can grade the milk before we bring it in, so we know how it's handled all the way. We want a single farm so that we can get to know their milk and get to know the changes through the year, so we can make little changes to the production process, so we can always make high quality cheese, and you can do that out of a single farm. It's absolutely superb milk, and you can taste that in the cheese.
Sharing Barry Lillywhite's passion for cheese is Adam Papperell. Originally from New Zealand, this cheesemaker got his start in the industry after getting an ultimatum from his mum.
My mum said either get a job or go back to school. I needed some bare money at the time. Got a job at the local cheese factory where I grew up. From then on, I just learned from other cheesemakers, from myself, trial and error. And yeah, I'm not qualified at all. I just picked up from other cheesemakers and still learning.
And you first started in Australia making cheese in Queensland. What sort of cheeses were you making there?
They were traditional English-style cheddars, cloth-bound cheddars, red Leicesters, Caffillies, blues, whites, you name it, I made it. Same as what's exciting about Cooleman. We're going to experiment later on down the track with a lot of different flavours, different types of cheeses, ones that I haven't made before, and keen to learn some more flavours and more techniques in cheese making.
What prompts you to come up with a new taste, a new idea for cheese?
Well, it all comes up to trial and error, pretty much. Give a taste out to the public. If they like it, you'll keep making it. If they don't, then you go back to the drawing board and try different flavours, especially with the native flavours. I mean, I've never tried a lemon myrtle cheese before, so it'll be interesting for me as well to trial with these new flavours. So it's all just trial and error.
As Adam mentioned, Cooleman Cheese is using a range of native ingredients to flavour its products. I follow Barry into the cool room where the cheese rounds are maturing. Now we're standing in one of your cool rooms. There's a lovely smell of pine. That's the shells that the different cheeses are resting on. And they're rounds. They're probably the size of dinner plates. And different colours. There's one that's a lovely, rich, deep burgundy. And that's the wax that's actually covering the cheese. And then there's one that you'd almost say is avocado green with deeper speckles of green in them. What are these cheeses?
The one with the purple wax on, that's our native pepper. And the native pepper is a mixture of both the leaf and the berry, plus extra ground-up berry put into it. It's a lovely, sweet-tasting, peppery cheese. The green one is a native mint, or we call it river mint. The yellowy one up top, that's lemon myrtle. That's probably one of my favourites. When you're making the lemon myrtle, the whole room smells so gorgeous. You just don't want to leave. There's a beautiful lemon essence throughout the whole room from the lemon myrtle. And the one up the top in the terracotta colour, and that's bush tomato.
What's your favourite cheese?
Look, that's a really weird question, because a lot of people ask me that question, and I always say the same thing. It's cheddar. Commodity cheddar you can buy for $6 a kilo, and that's produced by big companies through big machinery, our cheese here is very, very different. You can't really compare them because our cheese, we nurture it from when we go out and pick up that milk all the way through pumping into our raw milk vat, pasteurising it, and then turning into the cheese. That cheese is nurtured through the whole process, and it's loved through the whole process. I believe all that nurturing and love helps with your final product. It always tastes better than any commercially big produced cheese you can buy. Look, handmade cheese made with love always tastes better.
And what's Adam's preference? Does he agree with his boss? What's your favourite cheese?
Ooh, it depends on what I'm making or what's going right with cheese making. But my favourite cheese overall is probably a really bitey mature cheddar.
And is that both to make or just to taste?
Making, it's probably the blues or the washed rinds I like making, but taste-wise, yeah, definitely like a bitey 18-month-old crumbly cheddar.